This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by True Niagen Pro. Cellular health is the foundation of wellness. True Niagen Pro helps cells stay resilient. True Niagen Pro is a unique form of vitamin B3, clinically proven to safely increase NAD, a vital resource used to help fuel and maintain the health of all living cells. But this critical cellular resource is not constant. It's been found to decline up to 50% as we age. When NAD levels are low, our cells have a harder time producing the energy they need to maintain our health as we age. Published research shows that increasing NAD boosts cellular energy production, supports healthy cellular metabolism, and promotes cellular repair. When surveyed, True Niagen users report improvements in energy levels and an enhanced sense of overall well-being. True Niagen Pro is backed by multiple published clinical studies and is only available through healthcare practitioners. You can get yours by going to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com for True Niagen Pro. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we're taking a very, very deep dive into very cold nitrogen with today's guest, Dr. Daniel Fenster. Cryotherapy, The Secret to Staying Young, is his book. He's an expert on the subject. He's been doing chiropractic and functional medicine in New York City for 30 years. And he's decided to add cryotherapy to his complement of wellness modalities at Complete Wellness NYC, which is a spa-like multidisciplinary practice here in New York City on the Upper East Side, near to where I practice. And by the way, it's so strange because we're virtually neighbors. We're right around the corner from one another. I've never been up to your center. So I promise to...
You're invited anytime.
Thank you. And I may, you know, this sounds so appealing. I may jump in a cryotherapy chamber because, you know, there are times where after a workout, this or that, or the other thing is sore. And I want to see if some of my delayed onset muscle soreness can be alleviated with this remarkable therapy. That's what we talked about in part one. But I want to focus on some of the other benefits of cryotherapy, which are mental, emotional, interestingly. So what's up with that? You know, how can being immersed in a very, very cold chamber have a mood effect?
So being in the cryotherapy chamber for 3 minutes stimulates endorphin production in the body, very much like, you know, long distance runners. So they talk about that high feeling after running. That exact same thing happens to people that do cryotherapy. Of course, it should be said that, you know, one time of cryotherapy is not going to change your life, but if you do it repeatedly, the body really learns how to respond to it, and those effects become more reliable. And different people have different effects, but that mood elevation is something that most people talk about after doing cryotherapy. And that, in fact, is in the documentation, that people that do cryotherapy have a rosier mood and feel better about themselves and a higher outlook on life. And, you know, in today's day and age, those are important things.
And you know, let's look at the possible physiology behind that, because, you know, you mentioned endorphins. I think there's some studies that speak to cryotherapy's effect on cortisol, which is a stress hormone, and also serotonin, which is a feel-good hormone. We talk a lot about serotonin when we talk about serotonin reuptake inhibitors like Prozac and Zoloft and various medications.
Yeah, it also affects dopamine production. So, you know, it's almost like it's a physiological enhancer. It will make the body do more of what it's supposed to do by shocking, or as you said in the first segment, maybe rebooting how the body functions, shocking it and kind of waking it up and letting it do more of what it's supposed to do. But there's no question people talk about feeling invigorated and more awake and more alive after doing the cryotherapy. I see that again and again and again.
So what's a typical course of therapy like? Owner of an integrative health center, have access to this therapy virtually on a daily basis. You use it every day or whenever you can?
I use it virtually every day. Sometimes the schedule gets in the way, but I use it quite a lot. But for the layperson, I recommend 10 sessions within the first month. That kind of, gets them to take off
a couple times a week. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, a couple times a week for a few weeks. And then once they reach that cruising altitude, depending upon their level of stress, how much exercise they're doing, they'll know their body at that point. Maybe it's once a week or once every other week, or if they're tremendous exercisers, maybe a couple of times a week. But it depends upon the person and what their needs are.
Okay. And you probably bundle the cost of this as part of a program rather than a la carte.
Yes, of course. Yeah. We sell these as packages. That's how most people buy them because of the repetition needed, and that brings the cost down.
Okay. So let's also talk about, your center is directed towards people who have medical conditions, sometimes serious medical conditions, but also there's sort of an aesthetic component to your center. And so how does that fit in with cryotherapy? Can cryotherapy be thought to be a aesthetic enhancing therapy?
So cryotherapy has been shown to increase collagen production. One of the things that people talk about, even after one session, is that their skin feels tighter. Now, their collagen is not increased after one session, but there is a certain tightening of the skin after one session, and when people do it repeatedly, their collagen is increased. If people were listening from the beginning of the show, I said that the face does not go in the cryotherapy chamber. So how do we do that for someone's face? We have this local machine where we can direct it onto the skin of the face without them breathing the nitrogen, and they can get that benefit from the cryotherapy.
It's like a cryofacial kind of treatment?
Yeah, we call it a cryofacial.
Okay. So just local to the face. And it makes sense because have you ever seen a porpoise with wrinkles? I never have. So, they're in the cold water all the time. Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and allow one of our sponsors to share this important message with you. Here goes. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by True Niagen. New True Niagen Pro contains a unique form of vitamin B3, clinically proven to safely increase NAD, which is a vital resource used every day to help fuel and maintain the health of all living cells. NAD is critical for energy and cellular repair, and supports muscle function. But as we age, NAD has been found to decline up to 50%. True Niagen Pro is clinically proven to safely increase NAD levels, caring for your cells to help you age better and live better. True Niagen Pro is only available through healthcare practitioners. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com to get yours. Thanks for listening and thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine the continuing free resource to you. And now back to our guest, Dr. Daniel Fenster. I mean, I guess it's sort of a stress response thing where it stimulates the collagen and may stimulate the blood circulation to the surface of the skin. Maybe that has somewhat of a rejuvenating effect.
Sure. And it also, people who've damaged their skin with a little too much sun over the years, that will tighten the skin and bring back some of that collagen that they've damaged over the years. So that's also a very nice benefit. It should be said that in general, I don't recommend cryotherapy by itself. Not that it wouldn't work, but when someone comes to a center like this, it's part of a group of treatments to help them with whatever condition that's bringing them in.
Okay, so as an adjunct, it's not like an a la carte thing usually, although some people may want to access it because that's their special need. But so can you share with us any cryo success stories? Any patients come to mind that have undergone cryotherapy where you think it's made a difference for them?
I mean, I think on some level it makes a difference, you know, for everybody. I mean, some people have talked about, for example, being in pain, chronic knee pain. Patients we hear all the time. You know, I've had this knee pain ongoingly. The doctors want to do surgery. I'm trying to avoid surgery. And cryotherapy has helped me tremendously. So that's been a benefit. Again, we bundle it with other treatments, but they talk about pain reduction all the time as a result of cryotherapy. Knee pain is one of our specialties around here. That's something that can really be helped.
But you approach it in a multidisciplinary way. You're a chiropractor. I suppose you also have people using other modalities like acupuncture or, you know, physical modalities to treat it.
Sure. We have a physiatrist, a doctor of physical medicine in the office. We have physical therapy. We have acupuncture, as you said. We have a whole list of different providers depending upon what a person's specific diagnosis is.
Okay. So there's also this issue that comes up with cryotherapy that you're enclosed. I mean, you actually, your head is above the device, but you're kind of locked into the device. Is there a type of cryotherapy for people who suffer from claustrophobia?
I mean, there are many different kinds of units. One of the units you can go into with your whole body, you know, much like a sauna. But when people see the machine that we use here in the office, the head sticks out. We have a TV that people can watch while they're in cryotherapy. Or generally at the beginning, we engage them in conversation. So there's really not a lot of claustrophobia from this kind of machine. You know, it's very easy. It's very simple. The door does not lock. I tell people if, you know, you want to get out at any time, feel free to push the door. But as I said at the beginning, most people at the end of their first treatment, they say, oh, that's it? Like they're expecting some horrible experience. And if you engage them in conversation, telling them about what they're experiencing and the different benefits, the 3 minutes go by very quickly, and before they know it, it's over. So it's rarely traumatic. Some people are very nervous. I had one person who I put in the machine. She was just very, very nervous. After about 10 seconds, she said, okay, stop, I can't take it. Okay. You know, we ended the session, and that was that. But that's very rare.
There are always going to be outliers. I think people who are extremely sensitive, maybe they've had adverse experience, physical or emotional abuse, and they're very sort of locked in and fearful of challenging circumstances.
And I think that she had just built it up so much in her mind that no matter what I had done, it would have, you know, she would have stopped it prematurely. It would have been a negative experience. And that's fine. You know, you can't please everybody.
You know, you don't want to make really ambitious medical claims for this because this is not a device that's designed to treat or cure any diseases. But that being said, there is some evidence in a couple of conditions, autoimmune conditions, rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis, lupus, even type 1 diabetes, you write in your book. What's the story on those?
Well, I think it should be said that none of those diseases are going to be cured. I don't think cure is the right word, but I think we can help people alleviate their symptoms with this procedure. And that's been documented, you know, that's out there in the research. I just quote what's out there. And people have an alleviation of their symptoms. And if you can alleviate someone's symptoms who have rheumatoid arthritis, they are extremely thankful for that. So, you know, it works. It reduces inflammation. It doesn't cure anybody of anything. except maybe being warm. But it definitely has a positive effect on people.
Okay. Well, it sounds like we've touched upon many of the facets of your book, Cryotherapy, The Secret to Staying Young. That book is generally available, or do you get it directly from your center?
If people want to send me an email, and my email address is drfenster, dr.fenster, at completewellnessnyc, I'm gonna give away three copies to the first three people that email me, and anybody after that, they'll have to pay.
Okay, but I'm pretty sure there's a nominal price for this.
I don't charge a lot.
Oh, good. Okay, so thank you very much for sharing that with us, and expect a visit from me because I want to inspect your chamber and maybe test drive it, and I'll share my impressions with our listeners on the air because. Yeah, I got a couple aches and pains that I think might be amenable to that, and I'd love to see if it works.
And I'll invite you out to the office in Watermill as well.
All right. Yeah, that's. I will show up in my deluxe Bentley, and or maybe I'll just ride over on my thoroughbred champion horse, and take you up on that. Maybe share some caviar with you as well. No, it's the Hamptons, I think, are possibly a little bit stereotyped and overrated. I go out to that area, and I assure you, it's not the way it's depicted in the media. Thanks very much for joining us. I really appreciate it, and look forward to hearing more about cryotherapy. I want some of our listeners to give it a shot. Let us know
Great
how
to
they
be
respond.
With you today. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For decades, I've been preaching about the importance of a regimen of basic supplements that everyone should consider part of their daily health routine. So I came up with an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the Intelligent Medicine lifestyle. The very same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. And check out my Intelligent Medicine Starter Kit. It's a short list of the basic supplements that I recommend as a starting point for those looking to take control of their health. They're the essential elements of a basic program that everyone could benefit from. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. That's DearHoffmanStore.com.